Very foggy out there, or froggy, if you like to have some fun with that. So a fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. So consider yourself forewarned for that this morning. High school basketball last night, we had some fun with that as the Chi-Hi girls, their full court press did what it needed to against visiting Merrill as they pull it out 47-39. The game heard on our sister station, WOGO, FM 103.1, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. McDonald girls at Prescott tomorrow night with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney. That's a 6:40 pregame on the same aforementioned sites. Today in history, it's day number 323 on the year. We're running out of 2025. And going back in the Whip Wake Up Show time machine to 1863. President Abraham Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address as he dedicated a national cemetery at the Civil War battlefield. Sounded something like this.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation.
Yeah, that's not actually Abe Lincoln audio, but, you know, an actor doing a good job there. In 1953, baseball is ruled a sport, not a business, by the Supreme Court of the United States with a 7-2 vote. In 1954, Sammy Davis Jr. was involved in a serious auto accident, which resulted in the loss of sight in his left eye. He called the accident the turning point of his career. The one Sammy Davis Jr. song I can recall, maybe we should play it, The Candyman. Yeah. And hey, as a kid growing up in the 70s, that was a cool song. 1959, the last Edsel rolled off the assembly line.
This is the Edsel, unlike any other car you've ever seen.
Yeah, Ford Motor Company decided to stop production of the unpopular car. In 1965, Kellogg's Pop-Tarts were created. Now, Jerry Seinfeld did a movie about Pop-Tarts. I tried to watch it. It just didn't hold me. In 1988, Shipping Harris, Cristina Onassis died in Buenos Aires, Argentina. She was just 37. And anybody remember the McCoys in Iowa? It was on this day, 28 years ago, that they welcomed their new additions to the family, 7 babies. Bobby McCoy, who had been taking fertility drugs to get pregnant, gave birth to the world's first set of living septuplets in Des Moines. 4 boys, 3 girls. The McCoys already had a 2-year-old daughter. That's a lot to add to the family all at once. Yeah. And finally, our morning devotion coming from Larry Krabs. God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. We're up to day 34 already, people. 2 Timothy, a joy that frees you to endure hardship. 2 Timothy 4:18, the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Real short thought today from 2 Timothy, the 4 chapters, right? 1 Timothy has 6, 2 Timothy has 4. Of course, this is born out of Larry's longer 66 love letters, this imaginary conversation between he and God through all 66 books of the Bible. What might God have for us in 2 Timothy? Larry thinks it's something like this. The life I want you to live now is a life both to endure and to enjoy. At times, such strong endurance will be required that joy will seem a far-off hope, a lost experience. But without endurance, you will know little of the very real joy I provide. With endurance, a joy will develop that frees you to appreciate the pleasures of life's blessings without requiring from them a satisfaction they cannot provide. And that same joy, more deeply felt, is a longing whose complete satisfaction is guaranteed, frees you to endure whatever hardships lie ahead. Taking a moment to reflect, think of an internal struggle or perhaps a relationship that provokes ongoing tension. In either case, how have you given up and settled for less than what God might want? What would it look like to get back in the battle and persevere? And taking a moment to pray, down deep, Lord, we can sense a desire in us to persevere, though we are easily derailed. Often we seek pleasure to find an easy way out. In our heart of hearts, we long to know the joy that Jesus knew as he endured the cross. Make sense for us of that kind of perseverance and joy. In his name, amen. A win at Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, and boy, do we have a great prize.
Yes, indeed. You just heard the ad for that OneFest Ministries concert, again, benefiting OneFest as a nonprofit, Rhett Walker Family Christmas. You'll hear all the songs you know and love from Rhett Walker from the radio, but also Christmas tunes sung with his family, with him on stage, Jacob's Well Church, Friday, December 12th. And again, tickets going very quickly, but we do have a couple to give away, and as long as you can answer our trivia question, they're yours.
Yes, it's a question we started yesterday, 723-2555. The question is, almost 5% of us have injured ourselves with what? Doing what? Let us know, 723-2555.
Again, almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what? 715-723-2555. Got our first caller through the chute right here, right now. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mike from Thorpe.
Hey, all right, Mike. Go ahead.
Is it a potato peeler?
Is it a potato peeler? You know how yesterday, pretty much every answer, I was like, I've done that. Yes, I have injured myself with a potato peeler. Yeah, I guess I just peel very vigorously.
Yeah.
Is it a potato peeler, Mike? It's not, but thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the air on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jamie from Mondovi.
Hey, Jamie.
What do you think?
Walking through fog.
Walk through fog because it's a foggy morning.
No, dog.
Walking your dog.
I think
dog.
You said walking your dog.
Your dog. Okay,
walking your dog in the fog is even more dangerous. But walking your dog, you can get twisted up in the leash or something. Not it. But thank you, Jamie. Call us back from Mondovi.
That was a good guess.
723-2555. Indeed it was. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Al from Whiskey. How
hey,
you
Al.
Doing, guys?
Good to hear from you, Al.
What do you think, friend?
Yeah. I was thinking maybe opening a letter, opening an envelope.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that, too.
Wow.
Those paper cuts. Yeah, yeah. I'm oft injured, I guess. But not it. Thank you, Al. It's not just a Caleb recounting all the different ways he's hurt himself in odd ways, but I guess if it brings
this may slip
to mind,
into best of the week, I think. So.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
What do you think?
How about like hanging up Christmas lights?
Hanging up Christmas lights. Did that recently.
Yeah.
Didn't get injured, so I appreciate that.
You have a great story about that we haven't shared. But
is it hanging up Christmas lights? It's not. Thank you, Mark. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. Almost 5% of us have been injured by what?
We have had all guy callers this morning. Where are the ladies?
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. The male streak continues. What do you think, Bob?
Eyeglasses.
Eyeglasses. Injured by eyeglasses. You know.
Yeah, poking yourself in the eye while you're putting them on.
Exactly. Yeah. That happens. That
it could be
happen.
5%. Yeah, we were thinking of odd injuries, so.
Is that it? Not it. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We have time for three more. If we get them, about 5% or almost 5% of us have been injured by this. Injured by what? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Natalie from Stanley.
Natalie. First lady to call. Yeah. What do you think?
Is it getting dressed?
Is it getting dressed?
Just something as simple as that.
Yeah. And again, this isn't a huge amount. Almost 5% of us. Is it getting dressed, Natalie?
Sorry.
It's not. Thank you. Call us back. We've got time for two more here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Connor. It'd be Bruce, Wisconsin.
Hey, Connor.
Connor from Bruce. Go ahead.
I would say hot water.
Hot. You know what?
Yeah.
Sorry. It's going to turn into Caleb story time. But if I use the sink after my wife has washed dishes, she washes them in scalding hot water. I just do not have the stamina to withstand that. So, yes, I have injured myself with hot water. But, no, it's not hot water. All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you for giving me another opportunity to share ways that Caleb gets hurt. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where you're calling from? Last caller this time.
Bob from Eau Claire again.
Hey, Bob.
Go for it, Bob.
A sneeze.
A sneeze.
Sneezing injury. You know, all of a sudden you're back, right?
Well,
the older
sure.
you get.
Right. Yeah. If you have already some back issues and then you sneeze and throw it out.
Yep.
Is that what it is, Bob? It's not. But thank you for the call. All right. So clue time, Halva, right? Coming up after 7:45.
Yes.
Our first clue. Let's see if we can send someone with a guest to see Rhett Walker at Christmas concert.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. Our fifth try on this question. We're finally going to give you a clue.
So here's the original question. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. Almost 5% of us have been injured by what? And again, tickets to see Rhett Walker and family, a Rhett Walker family, Christmas, December 12th at Jacob's Well Church. That is what's on the line, that concert benefiting One Fest Ministries. So here's the clue. Here's the clue.
The clue is it's not an injury that would happen in your home.
Not an injury that would happen in your home. So almost 5% of us have been injured by this. Injured by what? Not something that would happen in the home. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Melissa from Osseo.
All right, Melissa from Osseo, go ahead.
And forgive me, I did not hear some of the answers before, but is it slip on ice?
Is it slip on ice?
That's a good try.
And I don't think that's been guessed yet either. Wouldn't happen in your home, hopefully.
Yeah.
Is it slipping on the ice? It's not. Thank you, Melissa. Call us back.
I think we could even expand to say it wouldn't even happen at your home or your home property.
Sure. Really. There you go. 715-723-2555. Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. Injured by what? Not something that would happen in or around your home. 715-723-2555. Your chance to win two tickets to see Rhett Walker Family Christmas, that Christmas concert. You'll hear the songs you know and love from Rhett Walker from the radio that we play here on WWIB, but you'll also hear his Christmas tunes. We might just dig out one of those Rhett Walker Christmas tunes coming up shortly as well and on stage with his family, which will be a lot of fun. 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
If you already bought your Rhett Walker tickets, I mean, you could use these to give them away. How cool would that be?
Indeed.
Know?
Bless someone else.
Yeah, bring a friend, a neighbor, a coworker.
Almost 5% of us have been injured by this. By what? And not something that would happen in or around your home. 715-723-2555. Good morning. Win It Wednesday. You're on the air. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
What do you think, Tony?
Good morning. Is it pinch your fingers in the shopping cart?
Pinch your fingers?
Like grabbing the shopping cart.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, because with so many of these, it's like, oh, yeah, I've done that. I've done that. Have I pinched my fingers in the shopping cart? I have. I have done that. And Tony?
You're absolutely correct.
Oh, it's a shopping cart injury. Almost 5%. You're going to the Rhett Walker concert.
How about that? Where in the world did that response come from,
yeah,
Tony?
Where'd you
is that
pull
personal
that one?
Experience?
Yeah.
When you said just not at home or your property, I was just at Fleet Farm the other day and grabbed a hard cart to come out and slammed my finger in.
Well, you know what? The pain has then led to the joy of winning here on the Wib Wake Up Show. We're going to send you and a guest to see your Rhett Walker family Christmas. How about that, Tony?
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hang on the line. We'll get that information from you and send it on over to OneFest. Here's Rhett Walker. And again, get your tickets, friends, one-fest.com. This is Silver Bells.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Well, you know, every year around this time, the same question resurfaces. No, not whether you can have that third piece of pie, but what exactly is the difference between stuffing and dressing?
And every year, we believe it to be a simple answer. Stuffing is what you call that delicious mix of bread that's cooked inside the bird.
And dressing is what you call it when you cook that same bread mixture outside of the bird.
Unfortunately, the answer is not as clear-cut as that.
Yeah, it turns out that we use different terms based on what region we live in, no matter what ingredients we use or whether we stuff the bird or not.
So really, this is a duck, duck, goose, or gray duck kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
Most differences in regional recipes are a result of what's available locally. For instance, oyster dressing is popular in coastal areas.
Uh-huh. Cornbread stuffing, popular in the South.
And sourdough stuffing is big in Northern California. Who knew?
Yeah, so in the South, it's typically referred to as dressing.
In the Northeast, it's almost always stuffing.
In Pennsylvania Dutch country, it's actually called filling and is mixed with mashed potatoes.
That sounds weird, but also tasty.
Uh-huh.
In the rest of the country, it's mostly referred to as stuffing, but not always.
Yeah, there's one state north of the Mason-Dixon line that prefers the term dressing, and that's Iowa.
I've got a lot of family there.
Uh-huh.
Despite the South's affection for dressing, oftentimes in those states, it's also called stuffing. This is getting more and more confusing.
According to Epicurious, the only states that searched for dressing recipes over stuffing recipes were Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi, a distinctly Southern flavor.
And here's the thing. You thought them stealing all of our data and our Google searches was unimportant.
Uh-huh.
Well, now we were able to give you this information because they took that data. So there you go. You're welcome, America.
Yes. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Winner Wednesday. Congratulations to Tony and Menominee, who correctly guessed that it's shopping carts that almost 5% of people are injured by. He's going to go to the Rhett Walker concert with a guest coming up December 12th at Jacobs Well in Eau Claire.
And get your tickets at one-fest.com for that. And here we have some kind of bad news to share. Headline, your fitness tracker is not accurate at calorie burn evaluation. So when you say, wow, I burned 600 calories doing this, might not actually be accurate.
Yeah, despite the convenience of Fitbits and Apple Watches, their accuracy in tracking calorie burn is not reliable.
One study from several years ago examined popular brands like Apple, Garmin, Fitbit, Polar, and discovered consistent inaccuracies in their calorie burning count.
Yeah, Garmin often underestimated calorie burn,
while Apple Watches tended to overestimate how many calories you burned.
Polar also had a tendency to overestimate, and Fitbits were inconsistent.
So, maybe just more, I guess. More exercise, more steps, more activity. I don't think that's going to hurt you whatsoever. So just know, as you're coming into Thanksgiving, you think, hey, my Apple Watch said that I burned X number of calories, so now I can dive into more and more mashed potatoes. Maybe just take a couple extra laps just to make sure.
I think we think of it the day after.
Well, the other day I played a Forrest Frank song for Teddy, and I've got another one for him right now, Teddy, if you're listening. And I said, Teddy, what song did I play for you? And he actually named the wrong one, but he named the one that he wanted. As Teddy calls this song from Forrest Frank, Jesus Lemonade.
The love of God has got me clean, no old spice. That desert I was in was deep, so dry. But now I'm out here feeling free, so fly. I'm chilling in the shade. Life gave me some lemons, but my Jesus, he be making lemonade. Lemonade. My Jesus making lemonade. Lemonade. I wash my worries, wash away.